None but the hungry heart. 826. Mansion there, mission here. The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs. Romans 8:16-17. It is the Holy Spirit alone who can draw us from the flesh and its earthly environment. He does it in the practical sense by manifesting to our hearts, via the Word of God, the risen Lord Jesus Christ in our heavenly environment. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfil its lusts. When the Lord Jesus' love is before you, you find this love is drawing you from darkness to light. He begins by showing his desire for your spiritual advancement, and not by advancing you in earthly position. It is beautiful to see that the work of true love is to set aside darkness, or whatever would interfere with fellowship, and therefore it is not esteemed as it ought to be, because we are looking for something on the earth. And the tendency is to judge of his love by earthly gifts or favours down here. We have died with the Lord Jesus out of our old Adam position. Our old man was crucified with him. The flesh is in us still indeed, but in us a foreign thing. We are not in it before God, nor identified with it in any wise, but with him, in whom it was never found. We are in him, as he is and where he is. Can we say quite confidently, each for himself, yes, we are identified with him who represents us there before the eye of our Father, as he is, in whom no spot was ever found, nor can be, but perfectness after God's own heart holy. That is to be in Christ, a new creature. Our rule is to walk in him, as being what we really are, heavenly citizens of heaven, pilgrims and strangers upon earth, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Romans 8:17.